Je vais lire quelques pages de Cinema of the Present qui va apparaître dans 2 semaines dans une traduction française de Pascal Pouillet chez Théâtre Typographique. C'est un seul poème qui un poème de 105 pages. Donc je vais lire que 8 pages. C'est une continuité, ça n'arrête pas. Donc j'ai choisi un peu comme ça. You have gathered a bundle of rotted sticks. You'll just speak for prosody from now on. And your despair is not a philosophic datum. You'll leave the professorate to their concept of paucity. You exercise the pleasure of refusal. You'll not shame it. This is the annotation of the movement of the site of authority, you think. You'll see. Atoms, theaters, famines. You're aloof to your own extremity, a gate made of a plinth. You're also collecting an archive of the absurdity of value. You put on your gorgeousness and yell. You're absolutely in love with trees. You dispel a skein of cloud. You're fierce, then you're tired. You are in the position of perpetual commentary. You're bent to a book as the uprising unfurls. The countess of prose in your abandoned orchard. You're finding out about the collapsible body. I'm for the ennoblement of your curious kind of existence. You're for the viable infinity of the pelvis. Authority is speech that does not limit itself to mimicking something that already exists. It is free to deform and invent as long as it remains obedient to its own inner law, you read. You're going way out on a purple raft. Some have deep apartments, some have shallow apartments. You're good at it. The question now, you think, is who can really afford this law? You're in a life-facing position. Your exterior is all interior. You're in favor of a potent inhumanness. Its immateriality is spoken, transmitted, temporal, not arbitrary. You're in the part of the night where it's quietest. Thus, an hypothesis occurs to you. Consciousness is cosmetic, but not in an individual sense. You're interested in the brutality of description. It is the traversal of this infinitely futile, yet fundamental and continuous space called the present. Still, you're totally in love with subjectivity. You're making a site for error. With seemingly insufficient means, you slept, you wrote, you listened. You're not so spiritual and light either. Your vocation for research did not abate. You're the most imitative of all. You're witnessing the belated eruption of a real condition. Windshield wipers, train crossings, tape loops. You've also been women. The form never extinguishes its own irony. You've entered into the surplus. You did not disappear to yourself. Your concept is clear: to practice dreaming, then to dream, then to make a record. A gate made of forceps and silicone tube. Your concept remained surface, but you didn't yet know why. Wherever you go, you will be a city. Your differential was necessary. A bunch of uncanniness emerges, smelling of foam and violets. The economy did this to you. And these phonemes were the phonemes of a perfume that combed your body. Your errors are colossal. More collective cosmetics, you decide. Your face was pure query. A thumb-sized bird, a medieval allegory, a metaphor that sustains the activity of thinking. Your feathered hip tutu speaks. A gait made of cotton, nylon, rubber, and leather. Your fidelity has ceased. Beneath it, the slithering black river. Your fluid would be spit. Still, there was no solution for the fabulous problem. Your formal discretion expressed itself in the non-convergence of identity with itself. The grand law empties you of preference. Your goodness lifts like a cock. The eye speaker on your silken rupture spills into history. Your historical pleasure was metrically interrupted by the inadequacies of terminology. Then you keep spilling. Your intellect works only among tactile traces. You're good at it. Your interior is all exterior. Within taxonomy, it quivers and variegates. Your internal sensation was that of a moving space of surfaces become soundlessly musical. Already the city you had described was gone. Your intuition sends messages. So long, big doors painted with sea light and honey. Your misunderstanding stopped just short of thoroughness, and this was your particular charm. Your feathered hip tutu speaks. Your new skin would be prosodic, that is, both esoteric and practical. Yeah, fleece and honey. Your problem is again your own transformation. The overpass hums in you all night as you sleep. Your projects and their wrecks and ruins, your dogs. Again, you consider the sumptuous wreckage of the present. Your pronoun leaks thus. A girl in a black cotton dress and bare legs is wearing a tiara. Your sky crumbles open. Partly vibrant, partly wavering, partly failing. Your prosody will have been misapprehended. A gate made of lamps. Your sky is fabulous. There was light coming out of your skin. Your stiff tail is all incipience. You see creatures of chemicals make some kind of love. Your subjectivity shouldn't be rationed. This protocol will show that newness is one of the possible horizons of forgetting. Your face is entirely concentric. You went down the road you were thinking about. Your thinking is not a market. Out of curiosity, you constructed a model. Your tradition, the dried-out green bottle fly dangling from a web like an earring. Carnations and peat moss in a collapsing wall. Your vocation for research did not abate. A gate made of carpet tape. Yours is the prosody of being misapprehended. It has been called shame and has a conventional pronoun. You changed the equation. Yours is the social class that disappeared. You decide to meditate on the condition of a seam. Yours was a shabby time, and you felt it as such. How are you distributed across negation? You seem to remember. Now listening will be the luminous duration of your tissues. With the emotional artifice you share with all your class, you step off the curb. What if there were a life that sustained life? What if you press the time of the quotidian all over its surface? You've also been women. What we have is an improper disclosure of partial information mixed with inaccurate information and then drawn into unfounded conclusions, you said. You're in the part of the night where it's quietest. Now, only time is wild.